Welcome to episode 185 of Both Down, the number one Blood Bowl podcast.
In St. Louis!
Well, that booming voice hopefully doesn't come over that bad on your side. Is Scott Prime. This is Steve, a.k.a. Kilowoggy. How's it going, Scott?
I'm exhausted, and I might be getting sick.
Yeah, I saw that. You were out in St. Louis with band stuff, huh?
Oh my gosh, my life has been nutty. So I'll talk about what happened like a week ago, but well, never mind. I'll talk about it now. Why not?
Just so everybody knows, this is going to be one of our famous one and done episodes where we just go straight through.
Correct.
We've got
because Scott's not feeling so well, and we got future episodes to prepare for.
Yep.
So was it last weekend? Not the one that we just finished.
Yeah.
I think it was the first weekend of. Man, they're all running. They really are running together. Let me check the calendar here just so I can say the right things. Okay. October 11th, the week of October 11th, I was supposed to go down to Lawton to play Blood Bowl.
Right.
OU Texas weekend, Blood Bowl down in Lawton, Artillery Bowl 2. Had an Urgle team ready, was going to do it, but I was still sketchy on the ex-wife if she was going because my daughter had a band competition in Tulsa that same day. And since I was going to St. Louis on this last weekend, which was the 17th, 18th, 19th, I was like, if you go up to Tulsa and support our daughter, you know, I'm covering the big St. Louis trip because she for sure wasn't going to go.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, she told me for sure she was going. By Thursday, she was for sure not going. And then it just started with just things. And I shouldn't even get into it. It's the ex-wife. But anyways, I knew this might happen. So that's why I didn't pay it ahead of time, because I was trying to save money for St. Louis and, you know, wasn't sure if I was going to make it, et cetera, et cetera. And instead of going to Lawton, I ended up going to Tulsa, Oklahoma for the Renegade Review band trip and saw my daughter perform and did all that. It was supportive, and she was really happy about that because one of her parents were there.
That's good.
Then the weekend after, this last weekend, because this is a Monday as we record, we went up to St. Louis. We left on a Thursday. And yeah, this has nothing to do with Blood Bowl. This is just life stuff. And some people like this and some don't. So I'll try to sum it up as quickly as possible. So we left Thursday morning to go up to St. Louis. It was me and Jennifer and my daughter, Wakelin, and her boyfriend, Joe. And they're all making the trip to support little sister. And
I assume Joe's went up on the bus with the band.
What's that?
I assume she went up with the bus on the band.
Right. And we planned this trip now for a couple months.
Okay.
We did not know that the band bus was going to leave Friday and return at like midnight Saturday or Sunday morning. So we kind of stayed longer than we really needed to. We left on a Thursday, the 16th. Joe's never been to a cave before in his life. And every little boy needs to see a cave. So we stopped by Fantastic Caverns, and that was the drive-through cavern and stuff. And we experienced that. And we stopped in St. Louis and hit a couple of comic stores that we could. And I think we ate at Bucky's, because there's a Bucky's now in Springfield, and my daughter wanted to hit that. So we hit Bucky's, and then I think we hit Bucky's first, then the cave, and then the comic stores. And then we headed off towards St. Louis. You know, we passed your favorite town, Rolla.
Rolla.
Yeah, you remember that. We've stayed in Rolla plenty of times.
Yes, we have.
We get to the hotel probably about 8:30-ish. We crash out. The next morning, we get up early. There's a kolache factory in St. Louis.
Okay, so I have to ask, because I have to. What kind of parent are you? Was it you and Joe in a room? And
no, my daughter is 18.
Oh, okay.
And while I might not like what she might do in her own time, just like she might not like what dad does in her own time, she pays rent.
Okay. Oh, wow. So I didn't know.
Yeah. I told her at the end of the summer, that I was going to start charging her rent. Now I'm only charging her $100. And really, I keep 25 of it, and 75 goes into her savings, and she cannot touch it unless she moves out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was young and moved out, I didn't have down payments for electricity or water or anything like that. Not. So I told her, no matter what happens, you need a new car, you need new tires, this money doesn't get touched until the day you move out. And if it's 4 years from now, then she'll have a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know? So yes, I charge her rent. So I feel like I can't be too demanding of a parent if I charge her rent.
That's fair. Yeah.
And my daughter's pretty open with me and tells me stuff I probably don't want to hear, but I feel like that's also means she's
like father, like daughter.
She trusts me, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
In some ways. So anyways, they had their own room. We decided to get rooms on different floors for various reasons. Anyways, the next morning we were supposed to go to Kolache Factory and comic stores together, but they actually had some homework to do. My daughter was freaking out about some homework paper, this online course. So they stayed behind. We went and got Kolaches. We brought them Kolaches back. We hit comic stores. We went to a place called Tater Tot Comics in it's south of St. Louis. We had to drive out of town a little while.
Okay.
They had a ton of stuff. We probably could have spent all day there. Very good store, and it was organized, maybe not into the finest detail that I want it to be organized,
right.
But dug around for a while, found some stuff. They had some really cool old stuff. Really nice guys. They were trying to get us to go to some Comic-Con that was the next day, like a small Comic-Con thing. We hit two other comic stores. One was called Comic Headquarters. He was well organized, lots of stuff, but we really didn't find anything there. And then we hit another place called, I think it was called Enchanted Realm or something Kingdom Comic Game Kingdom.
Okay.
It was more gaming and new comics. They didn't have any back issues.
Right.
Found a few just here and there's there. Anyway, so we did our comic shop and me and Jen got back. We got back about 3:30, and this is where I'm going to. Only reason I'm really telling this is because if you have young children and like people like blood bowlers, like Joe Smith is a great example. I know he has two young kids and they probably already know about this. There's a place in St. Louis called City Museum. You remember the Omniplex here in Oklahoma or the Science Museum. It had all these activities and stuff. And it even had this big, like clear thing you could crawl through.
Mm-hmm.
Think of that thing that you could crawl through and discover like little things. To like times 200.
Jeez.
Look up City Museum. They had all this stuff to climb. They had like, we paid to go up on the top floor. There was like a basic pass and there was one with free pinball. Well, you didn't, not free. You paid extra to get the unlimited pinball video games. And you got another one to go on the roof. And up on the roof, there was a Ferris wheel and slides. And if you go to my Facebook, you can see me trying to do some of that stuff. there was even a thing where you could, you remember the big red barn in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Think of how tall that thing was.
Yeah.
You could crawl on the side and it had like cages welded so you couldn't fall. But you could crawl on the side and crawl all the way up to the very top. And there's like a crow's nest that you can put yourself in and crawl back out.
Huh.
I kept claiming I was going to do that. And I even started to do it. And my daughter begged me not to do it because she was too scared I was going to get stuck. And Jennifer pointed out that I'd probably regret it with my bad shoulders the next day. So listening to Jennifer on that, I crawled back down, and of course Joe had to like outman me. So the boyfriend, he climbed all the way up and we recorded him doing that. There was slides throughout this whole thing. You could go on the fourth floor and take a slide that took you all the way to the first floor. It was, it was just insane. There was things to crawl through. There was, you could be walking along and look over in the wall and there's like a little mouse hole looking thing that you could crawl through and like mazes and stuff. It was, I wish I was 20 years younger because I did go down one of the big slides. Of course, I got a wedgie and I'm really fat, so therefore I didn't slide very well. It's also on Facebook. We climbed into this like cage looking bottle thing way up top, and it was kind of scary to see everything way far down. And we're like, because the top floor was like 12 stories up or whatever. Yeah. But the kids climbed on things. I climbed on things. Everything was spooky with Halloween stuff. So like we went and did a seance, and we went in there, and of course, you know, you could do the seance and conjure up spirits from the undead world. And it was a lady like in a crystal ball talking to us.
Oh, okay.
And I guess she could see us. And so she was an actor, you know, seeing us. Cause when I stepped up to ask a question, and she gave me the, "Ooh, who are you, handsome?" and all this stuff. And then after I was done,
I thought you said speaking, she could see you.
What's that?
I thought you said she could see you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, she's an old lady.
Scott. Okay.
Young ladies don't care. Middle-aged ladies don't care. All the ones who are about 20 years older than me think I'm hot. And that's been my curse ever since I was little.
It's probably better when you were younger, not so much now.
Yeah, but they were still grandma age when I was younger. So.
Fair, yeah.
The Gilf Hunter. But it was funny. I asked her a question, and when I was done, I turned around to walk away, and she said, "Oh, take your time." So I like wiggled my butt, and she was like, "Oh my!" And almost got a big crack up at the crowd. My kids were too scared to get up there and be in front of people, so I was trying to let them see that it's okay to be silly. I tried to climb as much bullshit as I could. I tried to do slides and other things that I probably shouldn't have been doing because I was really sore the next day. But I'm like, I'm 51. If I'm at here in 5 years, I'm definitely not going to be able to do as much as I was today. So I better soak it in while I can. So I did as much as I could. The kids crawled around to all these things even more than I did. Anyways, you can go see the pictures. It was a lot of fun. If you have little kids, it would, even Wakeland said, "Dad, I can't imagine what this would be like if I was just like 10 years old or 12 years old." They had fish. They had like a aquarium type floor. They had all these different floors and stuff. And they actually had historical stuff, like the people who used the terracotta stuff to like decorate old hotels in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. They had tiles of that stuff. So you could get some history lesson of St. Louis if you stopped and read the little things. There was a whole place with like stuffed animal, like not stuffed animals, but taxidermied animals.
Oh, okay.
With facts and stuff like that, bugs and stuff like that. So there was some science to it. We even got to see a sword swallower, you know, breathe fire and swallow swords and all this stuff. So we stayed there from like 4 o'clock till about maybe 4:30 till almost time they closed, 8:30. And then we took the kids to White Castle. Joe never had White Castle. Actually, Jennifer, Wakeland, and Joe never had White Castle except from like the frozen hamburgers from the grocery store.
Not the same.
And so they got to experience that. And of course it came with a lot of culture at the, you know, it was in kind of a shady part of town, so we get some interesting characters. But we ate our food, and then we hit Oberweis. Steve, there was an Oberweis in St. Louis.
Yeah, I saw the photos. That was not fair.
So we were really happy about that. Had some ice cream, went back. Saturday was raining all day. We took an Uber into town because there was no King's Parade protests. There was, I believe, AEW was there that weekend. There was a hockey game that day.
Jeez.
There was, of course, Bands of America. There was something else going on. I know Sunday for sure there was like a marathon being ran. So we decided to just take the Uber into town and the Uber back when it was all said and done. Unfortunately, my daughter was supposed to go on perform at like 2:15, but there was lightning in the area. And as people ask me, but Scott, it was indoor. It was indoor. But all the kids, like their, what they call a campsite where the bus is and where they serve food to the kids and stuff, is all outside. And I guess by law, because they're high school kids, if there's lightning within like 10 miles of the area, they can't have them out and about in the potential lightning area.
Okay.
So just like a football game, if it gets canceled because of lightning, that's what we were having.
Yeah.
And I mean, torrential rains were just going through and through and through. So we were delayed by 2.5 hours.
Ugh.
It was god awful.
With nothing to do.
Nothing to do. You wanted to keep your charge in your phone. Food was not very good. I was really disappointed because I thought they'd have food trucks or something like that. It was your standard popcorn, hot dog, crappy nachos type food. And it was super expensive. It was like $100 for four of us to have a hot dog, some candy, a drink. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
That's way too much.
Yeah. And it wasn't good, but it was what it was. And I'm happy to say, and this is just going to be my own personal brag, my daughter's band is just okay. They're never going to win a big event, but they performed their best routine on Saturday. It was the best one we've seen all year, and their score was the highest one we've seen all year. So nice. At the very least, on the big stage of it all, there was 65 teams there because this thing ran all day Friday and then all day Saturday. And we stayed and we got there about 10 o'clock and we watched every routine until I think it was like 7 o'clock or something like that before we left. And they placed 41st out of 65 teams, which we know how that feels in Blood Bowl. So, you know, they went 1-1-1 or whatever it was. Or one win, you know, two losses, one tie. But they did good for them. And that's all that really matters. It showed improvement, and we were really happy for them. It was really cool to see them perform in that big, I don't know if it's American Airlines Arena, or I can't remember what the name of the place was called, but it was really cool.
That's cool.
So we did that, and then we tried a place called IMO's. So I don't know if it's IMO's, IMUS, IMO dash or apostrophe S. Pizza.
It's a pizza place? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've heard of that?
I've seen it. I think okay. I've seen it on commercials watching baseball.
I would try it again. I think we got the wrong stuff. We got some appetizers and stuff that were not so great. The pizza was thin crust. It was piping hot. It was pretty good though. And then of course the kids wanted to hit Oberweis because we're not there too often.
Yeah.
Of course we got some chocolate milk too. And
did you get the jug?
Had a good time. What's that?
Did you get the glass jug?
I did, but we did not keep it. I still have two here, so we just didn't keep them. Sorry, man.
I had to buy some off eBay last time. I've had to buy one off eBay, and I had Phil send me one time.
Oh, well, I should have. I didn't think about it.
I haven't filled him up it yet, so.
So my daughter left that night. My youngest daughter, who were there to watch, she left at like midnight that night to drive back to Oklahoma.
Sounds horrible.
Which means she was going to beat us back home.
How did she get from where she was to the house?
Her cousin is in the band, is a senior. Okay. So she had a ride and everything.
That helps.
They got back at like 9 o'clock in the morning. We couldn't walk down to the arch. We were right next to the arch, but it was raining so hard we couldn't even walk down there. It was like a half mile walk. So we took the kids back over to look at the arch, even though it was shut down because the government shut down. But they could go see it, take a picture. I just drove around St. Louis while I dropped them off because I didn't want to pay for parking. I already so much money.
Yeah.
Picked them up. We hit Merrimack Caverns, which is a giant big cave known for Jesse and Frank James. That was like their hideout. They're the ones who, I guess, get the credit for discovering it and all this stuff. And it was really cool. I went there as a kid, probably 7, 8, 9 years old with my grandma. And it was a good nostalgia feel to be back in that environment, remembering some parts of the tour and stuff like that. And it reminded me of grandma and made me really happy. We had a good time with that. And then we just booked it home after that. We stopped at Bucky's for gas and nothing else adventurous. So it was, I thought we'd have more downtime just to do absolutely nothing. And we didn't. We kept moving almost constantly.
I would say normally on vacation, there's not much time to do nothing. You always fill it with something.
Yeah. I mean, I stupidly took a couple board games like normal. Can't leave the house with it. And we never even cracked them open. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did for the last two weekends. I did band stuff instead of getting to do any Blood Bowl stuff. I do know.
Is this her senior year or junior?
This is Eden's sophomore year. Sophomore? So we got two more years.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, we got two more years of this.
Yeah.
So I know I missed Artillery Bowl. I know they think they had 18 for the turnout.
Oh, wow.
And I know for sure Thomas and Bush won the tournament with Elf Union. And everything besides that, I don't know. I don't know any of the other awards or anything like that. But so, but they had that's a good turnout.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
So, once I realized like it was OU Texas weekend, I was like, man, I hope they get, you know, some people because I don't know. I guess Blood Bowlers don't care about sports.
Not usually. I mean,
some of us do. But...
Some, but I know more people who care about baseball than football, especially not college football.
Okay. I know. It's in Oklahoma, though, so that's why it's important to us because it was OU Texas. But clearly going to the Blood Bowl tournament in Lawton would have been more entertaining than the OU Texas game. So
yeah, that's for sure.
What a letdown.
Spoiler, people. OU lost big time.
Oh, they look terrible. Yeah. But that's been my life. So while I had a week off of, I took the whole week off, which I haven't done in forever. And, so I had a whole week off and it sure didn't feel like it. And I'm totally exhausted. And I think I have like the con crud right now.
Oh, fun. That's at least you got to bring something back as a souvenir.
Yeah. I mean, why not bring some germs back? Right.
Yeah, of course. Better germs than Germans.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a good
WWE. You're going to make somebody mad with that.
I like Germans. I like them better than people who idolize Germany. So, yay. Anyways.
You like German chocolate cake?
Hell yeah, I do. There's supposed to be a place downtown, not downtown, but south of me, near Denver. That's supposed to have a really good one. So... I need an excuse to get it sometime, but I have not had that excuse.
So, last food thing. Oberweis has a cake shake. They have a strawberry shortcake cake shake.
Hmm.
And they have a, of course, chocolate cake shake.
Yeah.
I actually, because this Oberweis didn't have my two favorite flavors, which was the blueberry cobbler or the black cherry. They had a bunch of other different flavors. And so I decided to get the strawberry shortcake shake. It was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. I thought it was better than Portillo's shake. But I want everybody to know, like, I'm not a big chocolate on chocolate type person. So yeah.
It's a big difference.
This was strawberry and stuff like that. So it was the bomb. It was really good.
That's nice. Yeah. I went to Skull Cup. I don't know why I said Spike. Anyways, I went to the Skull Cup 7 down in Fountain, south of Colorado Springs. And
so is it a group of guys that puts this on? Cause...
Yeah, it's the Colorado Springs area guys, Arthur, Michael Haley.
Okay.
Brent did this one. So they have a good league down there, and then they tend to run tournaments every other month. Every other month or so in Colorado, there's a tournament. So, most of them tend to be in Colorado Springs, which is about 2 hours from me.
Okay, that's what I was trying to let everybody imagine. Because I still do this. I constantly think, you know, you're within an hour of, like, everything in Colorado.
Oh,
even
no.
though you're not.
Not even close.
I know you're not. I'm just saying in my brain... When I just go, Steve's in Colorado, you're in like Denver and everything's within an hour of you.
I had to go pick up glasses and to go to a place that had because I have VSP and you can go to a VS Premier place that has extra benefits, blah, blah, blah. 35 minutes from my house is the closest one.
Wow.
So I did that for an appointment. And then 2 weeks later, I had to go pick them up again, 35 minutes away or so.
Okay, so this is 2 hours away. That's almost...
Yeah.
That's just a little bit shy of, like, me going down to Dallas for a tournament.
Oh, it's like going to Thackerville. Like, if you want to go to Windstar.
I can get to Windstar in less than 2 hours.
Okay. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Maybe you. Some of us drive faster than we should.
I don't. And also, I don't drive. Craig usually drives. So, Austin from Nebraska came out, stayed with us overnight, and went down with us. So that was fun. Ended up only being 10 people. Not sure why attendance was down, but...
What is it normally? I mean, what's the average?
I don't know. I mean, we've had 18, 25 the last couple of times, I think.
Okay.
This one just, for some reason, this year, attendance has seemed to be waning a little bit.
Not sure I wonder why. If that's, maybe people are waiting for the new edition, or maybe they're just busy. Could be the season.
Could be a lot of things, yeah. So I took Undead because I didn't know what to take, and it's Skull Cup, so I went with a Undead team. Two Mummies with Guard, a White with Tackle, White with Mighty Blow, and then two Ghouls with Block, four Rerolls, and a Coach.
Man, you're crushing them Rerolls, man.
Yeah, three Ghouls, three Zombies, and two Skeletons. So, first off, as I said, we went down, didn't really get anything crazy for breakfast. I think we stopped at Subway to get a breakfast sandwich and basically have early lunch or whatever. Showed you who my first round opponent was. Mark from Dallas, used to be. Rabbi 420, who now lives in Colorado.
Mark Teach!
Yeah. So it was cool to play him.
Is he doing good, I guess?
Yeah, seems like he's doing really well. He's really enjoying living in Colorado, because why wouldn't you? And he was talking to Jason after every match. Jason Eads, remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
I guess he moved up to Washington.
Holy crap.
Yeah, so he's been doing really well, too.
Good for them.
So I
miss seeing Mark around our tournaments.
Oh, yeah. Super nice guy. Always fun to hang out with. He took Necro. I don't remember his full roster. We use Blood Bowl Tournament Manager, and I thought they'd upload the rosters to there, but he didn't, so I don't remember what everybody took. I do know that he took one werewolf with Strip Ball, and his other werewolf didn't really matter. He got first turn, and on his first turn, he failed to dodge with the werewolf, and he died. Just straight off. So I didn't have to worry about him at all. Then my next turn, I end up casualing his wraiths for sure. Lucky. So I got rid of his wraith, but he was able to pass a regen, so that kind of sucked. And then I just go downfield. I don't really have much faith in being able to stall, since he still has too many people, and I just am too spread too thin. I'm not good with undead, I don't believe. I'm not used to the slow movement and everything. So I scored, I think, turn 5. Something like that. Then I end up kicking to him, and I got a blitz.
Of course, everybody's best friend, the blitz.
Yeah, absolutely. I ended up coming around the left side, because he just had the one werewolf in the back, and the ball looked to be somewhere in the middle. So, since I can blitz somebody, I wanted to go around the left side and put some pressure on him, just in case. Well, for whatever reason, he thought he would have time. He completely ignored the ball and ran up with his werewolf to hit somebody. And then he planned on going back. And he did end up casualing one of my blodge ghouls. But in doing that, he left his backfield and the ball wide open. So I just had to move up. His next turn, he hits the werewolf, got a push-push, then a push-push. Get used to that. And then my turn 7, I'm able to blitz myself free with a ghoul. Did have to use a reroll. Went for it, picked up the ball, had to use another reroll, went for it, and scored another touchdown. So I was up 2-0, and on the last kickoff of the half, he ended up getting pro with Pro's Enuffle on his werewolf. On his turn 8, his werewolf pushes a ghoul with a push-push, and then frenzied into a push-push. Second half, I do kick to him, and again, he just has the werewolf in the back. He fails to pick up the ball. I'm able to casually a ghoul. I move up some. He does pick up the ball with the werewolf the next turn, But I'm able to get to him. I knock him down. I don't hurt him. So the next turn he does get up. He gets the ball, runs down the field. I'm only able to get a one die block on him on my turn, but I did get a pal, made him drop the ball. His next turn immediately fails his first block. So all I do is I just have to get away from him. I get the ball, run down the field, try to make things as safe as possible. He ends up dodging away with a flesh golem, hits my ball carrier, gets it both down, knocks both of us down. Still able to have enough time to pick up the ball, get away, go downfield, and end up scoring again. So I end up winning 3-0.
Wow. With
casualties 4-1 me.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, so that was fun. Lunch, since we had Subway early, didn't really do much for lunch. Walked over to Walmart. Craig grabbed another sandwich. I got some Walmart chicken nugget things. Popcorn chicken. That's what they were. You know, they get a little cup of popcorn chicken for like $2.
Yeah, those things are terrible.
They're terrible, but they're cheap. So,
well,
there's a reason.
Yeah.
Round two, end up going up against Michael Haley, Moonshine 82. And he's playing Ogres with Morg.
Yeah, you know,
when he's first with Ogres, I'm like, you won with Ogres? Wow. And then I saw he had Morg, and I'm like, oh. Okay, I understand this now.
So what was his build like? How many Ogres do you have? He had Morg plus, yeah. Which, how many Ogres?
I think 3 regular Ogres and a Punter.
Okay.
Can't remember exactly.
So he had 5 big guys.
I believe so.
Okay.
So he ends up receiving, immediately gets Pros and Uffle, and gives an AV plus 1 on his Punter. Did not really matter at all. First turn, he ends up casualing a zombie. And KO'd 2 other people. So I'm not loving this. He does pick up the ball with a snot. Next turn, I'm able to hit the ball carrier. I do take him down. But the ball goes onto Morg. And he gets it. So, not great. I knew that that was not going to bode well further down the line. So I took my chance when I had it. And I did a 2 die uphill on Morg with a white and had to use a reroll, but I got a pow pow. It was initially a skull and a pow and then 2 pows. So I was like, I can't believe that worked, and took him down. did get the ball, but I mean, next turn he casualtied a mummy. Thankfully I got regen on it. And then I just started failing easy rolls, like dodging. I just couldn't do. I had to pick up the ball just so I could run away. Real simple. Just had to pick up the ball, got a 1, reroll, got a 2. Next turn, he ends up casualing a zombie. I don't get him that back, and I'm starting to really lose people. The attrition is getting bad. The ball ends up being surrounded by some snots. I did blitz in, took out a snot. Picked up the ball in tackle zone. So I think it was like 2 tackle zones. I picked up the ball. And snots don't exert tackle zones for dodging. So all I have to do is dodge on a 2 with dodge. No, I can't do that. So that pissed me off and I fell down. He just keeps pushing me around. Next turn, I again just have to go into an open square with dodge. I have dodge. Failed both. And the ball bounces to Morg, and he gets it again. So down to the field he goes. I try to get him, but all I can do is put a tackle zone on him. Next turn, he dodges away with Morg, goes for it 2 times. And I'm like, okay, the only thing I can do is I am able to blitz and get a 1 die because I was able to get some people down there. 1 die, I knocked him down, and I stunned him. So the only chance I had was to block a snot away from the ball, which I did, so I got it. Finally able to pick up the ball, had to use a reroll, my last 1. Then I ran up the sidelines, had to go for it 1 time to get a short pass off. The pass was accurate. I had to catch in a tackle zone. I caught it. And I had to make an easy dodge away to do a go for it for a touchdown. And I actually got it.
Whoa!
I know. I actually went, oh my God, I got a fucking dodge. Because everybody was listening to me bitch about not being able to get dodges. So I got a small round of applause for that. Second half, I do receive. I got another reroll on the kickoff, which is good because you can never have too many of those. Moving up the right, I get him to bring all the guys that way for the most part. And then I try to flip the bitch on the other side. And I just had to do a handoff to the Blodger Ghoul and just run. And then I'm safe because all of his ogres are too far away to do anything. So he can just send snotlings at me and they're not going to do much. Nope. Failed the easy handoff.
So at this point, it's 1-0, right?
1-0 me, yeah. Okay. Luckily, on his next turn, he immediately double-sculled. So didn't hurt me too much. I was able to casually an ogre, surprisingly. Then I did pick up the ball, had to use another reroll. Turn four, I casually to snot, and then ended up walking in for touchdown number two.
Okay.
So I figured at that point I was safe. He does turn to just bashing me everywhere. I did have a chance for a third touchdown, but again, I failed a dodge with the dodge skill into an open square. And that was it. Turn eight, I failed to pick up with a reroll for a quick pass. It was like the last thing I could do. I couldn't even pick up the ball. So I ended up 2-0 me, which I'm happy with. It did end up 5-5 casualties, so it wasn't too bad. I was able to get 3 of my 5 regens. The only ones I failed were zombies. So all of the important people I got. If that didn't happen, would have been a completely different game, that's for sure. So
you're 2-0
at this point. Yeah. And
is this 4 rounds or 3?
3 rounds. Okay. So it's 2-0, and I'm 5-0 touchdowns and 9 casualties. And I'm thinking, well, I've got to be up there pretty high with that. And I was. I was number one spot. Number two, right behind me, was TJ, Lone Wolf Jackson. And he was playing Nurgle with Skitter Stab Stab.
Oh, great choice.
It is. I love Skitter.
That is a fantasy of mine, is to get Skitter with Nurgle.
I've done it.
You know, I don't.
It's great.
I did not know if Skitter really deserves that mega star, but maybe so.
He does.
He's really good. He's really good.
So he received, and he immediately casualties a zombie. Skitter picks up the ball, moves up, and surprisingly, I'm able to get to Skitter, and I knocked him down, but I didn't even stun him. The ball goes into a couple tackle zones, so that was nice, but nothing I could do with that. His first block, he double skulls and had to use a reroll. He only had 2. So it was a...
Well, I mean, with Nurgle, to get the pieces you need, and Skitter, it's, you got to sacrifice somewhere. So
that's where he sacrificed, thankfully. Later in the same turn, he does get a skull and both down with the... I forget who had it, but...
With a bloater?
I think maybe, but he didn't have block. So
okay.
Whoever it was didn't have block. So he had to use his last reroll. That was on turn 2.
Were you limited to how many skills you could have?
Yeah. 6, I think.
Like 4, 6.
Something like that. Okay. On his turn, he was able to get the ball with the Pestigore, and he had a scrum around him. Skitter was near him, but not... right there. So when I looked at everything, I'm like, I can actually get my mummy in and blitz the ball carrier, which I'm sure is what he was expecting. But Skitter was right there. So I ignored the ball carrier and went after Skitter. I'd knocked him down, but even with Mighty Blow, did not break the armor. So that sucked. Luckily, I did have somebody on the ball carrier. Now the mummy's there with guard, so I was able to take the ball carrier down. I did try to pick up the ball with my Blodge Ghoul. Guess what? Easy pickup. Failed both times.
A 1?
1 and a 2, as you do, you know. on my turn, he's able to push the mummy into the ball, and then it bounces to where Skidder can get it. Again, have an easy shot on Skidder with the blodger, but I fail the easy dodge into an open square, so I couldn't hit him. On his turn, he's able to casually a white, but I did get the regen. He also KO'd the tackle right, so that hurts when that's who I was trying to get, you know, onto Skidder. Only shot I had was to hit the ball carrier. The only shot I had to hit the ball carrier was to dodge with a zombie. And, of course, I failed, as you would expect. And then he was able to casually a mummy. And, thankfully, again, I regened. He puts Skidder on the goal line, one away, because he knows he's safe. I ended up dodging away with a mummy and did a go for it to hit one of his guys and free up one of my zombies. So then that zombie was able to go for it two times and just put a tackle zone on Skidder. I had to do all that just to get a tackle zone on Skidder. But it worked, because on his turn, instead of dodging to score, he actually went backwards. He dodged into the tackle zone with a zombie. He failed, but he did use dodge and succeeded. But he stayed back, and then he waited until turn 8 to score. So, strategically, I guess it made sense, but I was able to get some more hits in and kind of scrum around. I had a couple of shots, but I couldn't do anything. I had 5 knockouts.
Okay, so it's the end of the first half. It's 1-0 you.
Well, he scored on his turn 8.
1-0 him, I'm sorry.
He scored on his turn 8, so I have a turn 8. I have 5 knockouts.
Okay.
2 zombies, both blodge ghouls, and my tackle white. I only got the zombies back. I wasn't able to do anything on turn 8, as you expect. So now I go into the second half. He's up 1-0. But I was able to get the ghouls back from the knockout. Not the white, but I got the ghouls. If I didn't have those, again, whole different game. I was able to pick up the ball. I went for it 2 times and then had to go for it 2 times with the zombie just to try to protect down the sideline, because I was trying just to get upfield and score real quick and just try to protect myself. Next turn, I failed to dodge into an open square with the blodger and dropped the ball. A couple turns later, I managed to knock Skidder down, got the ball to bounce to a decent place, not the best one, but then I had a decision. I've got people around the ball, I've got people around Skidder, and I've got a white and a blodge ghoul that are stuck on the beast. And I could put someone on Skidder, or I could go pick up the ball. Because I really wanted to foul Skidder. Because if I can get rid of him, then my life's a lot easier. But it's the Beast of Nurgle. I only have so many options. And so right. I figured I'd go for the ball first. Because if I can get the ball, then if I succeed at that, I can go try to foul Skidder.
Right. I mean, the Beast of Nurgle can be a game-breaking piece if some of those tentacles hold.
It would have been, too. He was 0-3 or 0-4. I can't remember. But he was 0-3. Beast never held me. Not one time.
Huh.
So I was able to dodge away from the beast with my dodge guy. I go to pick up the ball. And, I failed. Because that's what I do. Can't do anything easy. So Skidder comes around, he picks up the ball, no problem, gets away. Luckily, he didn't go too far. Next turn, I am able to take him down and finally casually him, so he's gone. It was like my 5th hit on him. Finally, he's gone. His next turn, he casualties a zombie, but fails a block with a Pestigore, so I get it back pretty fast. I'm able to blitz the guy off the ball that was near it. Then I was able to pick up the ball with a blodge ghoul. He's able to get on me, but then next turn, I have to go into an open square with my blodger and fail again. Luckily, he was not able to pick up the ball, so I again was able to blitz off the guy to free up a bit of a lane. I got an assist, did another block, fully cleared the lane. Then I dodged away with my blodger, picked up the ball, finally, and was decently protected. I'm able to stall as I'm 3 squares away from the end zone. I'm close enough that it doesn't matter, and I'm also far enough away from him that I'm able to put people in areas so he can't get to me. Like, the most he could do is, if he dodged through 2 tackle zones, he could put a guy on me if he went for it 2 times. And he did try. He tries desperation dodge into tackle zone. He failed, and then I scored on turn 8, and that was game. It was a tie, 1-1, 1 casualty me, 5 casualties him. And the tiebreaker was touchdowns, and I beat him by 1.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
2 wins and a tie, and I got the Skull Cup trophy.
So, nice. That is a really cool trophy, too.
It is an awesome trophy. This tournament, I tied TJ. Previous tournament, I beat Brian, too. So I guess I'm one of the best players in the country now. I think that's how that works.
I'm not giving you that, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, what you should do is humbly accept that you had a great opponent.
Oh, God, no.
You're very fortunate. And not brag about it, but no, now you're you know why you never get anything at Chaos Cup? Because moments like these, Steve.
Oh, I know. No. but no, I just, like, legit, I did not expect anything with Undead. Because I've taken them before. They've never been great for me. They're a
good, solid team.
But they are a solid team, yeah. I can't believe how many failed dodges I had. And I know you only remember the ones you fail, but trust me. It was way more than it should have been.
And you still won the tournament. And that's what you would tell me if I was telling the story.
Oh, I know. I'm not upset in the slightest. I'm perfectly fine with it.
Okay. But, well, that's good. So that's what? Tournament win number 10?
Tournament win number 10. Yeah. How about that?
For real?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I know you've had some here lately, so.
I know. It's crazy.
Look at you playing every weekend.
Well. I'll go down to Chaos Cup next month and taking Slan, so I don't expect to do Jack all. As of right I think there's only one other Slan person. I think it's Noah from Colorado because we were talking about it. And he's like, are you taking Slan? I go, yeah. He goes, I am too. I think we're the only two. I'm like,
I guarantee you there'll be like 4 or 5 Slan teams.
Probably. There. But I was like, why don't you pick something else? I'll give you like $20. Because then I could win best of race and not have to worry about it.
Somebody right now is gonna walk in and bring Slan just because you mentioned that.
Oh, I don't doubt it. But yeah, it was a good weekend. Oh, afterwards,
well, that's cool. Like I said, that trophy is really cool. It's like a skull with little ornament,
like horns on it, ornamentation. Yeah.
Yes,
I can't like it's an actual word, cup so. With a skull and. Horns and yeah, so after that, we were looking for a place to eat because we were hungry, as you would be. Found a Korean chicken place, I guess is what it was. Like, it was just chicken because Austin wanted chicken, so I looked and, like, yeah, it was a Korean chicken place. And we got 3 different types of sauces, and this was just like a legit Korean place, like, not typical. Old school Korean, this was like they had K-pop on and they had kitschy stuff and all this all kitschy stuff. But we got chicken wings or tenders or whatever in gochujang, spicy garlic, and a bulgogi. So 3 different flavors, and it was way more than we needed, but it was really damn good. So we might be going back there again.
That's good. So you got your new favorite part of Colorado Springs.
Yeah. One of these days I
need a place to eat.
One of these days you should come up and then I can go down early and we can hang out because there's a lot of stuff to do in Colorado Springs I never really get to do because I just go down and play the tournament and then come back up.
Well, I mean, yeah. Hit me up in like 3 years when all this band stuff's over.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, man. Well, so does that mean TJ finished second?
Yes, he did.
Do you have other awards to talk about? Or
if I was smart, I would have written stuff down or looked. I'm not. I was just too happy about getting the win.
So you had no clue until they announced the awards?
I had I checked into what the tiebreakers were beforehand. So I had a good idea. And then,
okay,
because if you look at tournament points, if you look at what it had it going by, it was like opponent schedule. And of course we hadn't finished, so it was kind of a flip floppy thingy. But I checked with Brent and he's like, no, the first tiebreaker is touchdown. So I'm like, okay, I think I got him. I knew going in, like, as long as I tied, I should be good. So, not that I didn't try for the win. I lucked into the tie.
Right. I mean, everybody wants to win a tournament by going undefeated, not with the tie. But
yeah, well, I'll take what I can get. Blood Bowl.
Exactly.
Tournament win is a tournament win.
That is true. You need a little luck on your side, and you need some bad luck from the other people. That's the key. I don't care who you are.
Man, I swear, him not getting a single beast of Nurgle holding me in place, tentacle roll, was insane.
I mean, me and Gary's played enough of like Nurgle versus whatever, because every tournament I think I'm going to play Nurgle and we play test some.
Right.
He gets so gun shy about trying to dodge away. And ironically enough, every time we play, I hit 60% or more of my tentacle stuff. And it just drives him insane, which it should, because it can be very game breaking. Do you know what TJ's build was at all? Like where he put the skills? No,
don't. I don't. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just kind of curious because.
Yeah, again, I thought it was a weird enigma to me. I thought it was going to be something I could look online, so I didn't pay attention to take photos, and that's on me.
That's not a big deal. So y'all use Tour Play? Is that what you said?
No, Blood Bowl Tournament Manager.
Oh, Blood Bowl Tournament Manager.
Yeah, you have to.
The rosters weren't there?
You have to manually put them in. That requires getting with Sean, I think. It's a little bit more convoluted process, and he didn't do it, but I didn't know that. It's no big deal.
Okay. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Look at you winning tournaments this year.
I know. It's amazing.
You had a pretty good, like, little year of Blood Bowl stuff, man.
Yeah. I won in May. I won Atlantic City. So in Trinidad, Colorado, I won in May. Then Atlantic City in Jersey, I won the team award. And then this one, and that's not to take into account, like, ever since I went to Adepticon and gave my body up to Nuffle and let everybody score against me and I just got casualties, been getting an award every tournament, it feels like. Mostly casualties or, you know, but it's just been crazy. I think I appeased Nuffle and he's like, okay, fine. You did what you were supposed to do and you heard a lot of people, so here you go.
Very nice, sir. I think I've got an award almost in every... some awards I didn't want, but every event I played in, except for maybe one this year. I mean, we'll look at that at the end of the year and stuff. So it's just... It's cool to get stuff.
Absolutely.
You know what's funny is... circling this back around to the band competition... When they give out awards at the band competition, they give out like best visual performance, best music, best technical. I mean, there's like four other awards besides, you know, first place and all this stuff. And they give these away during the preliminaries and they give them away during finals. So Broken Arrow High School in Oklahoma is probably, I would assume, still like one of the top 10 teams in the nation. When it comes to band stuff.
Yeah.
They, at that St. Louis regional, they, best technical performance, Broken Arrow. Best visual, Broken Arrow. Best music, Broken Arrow. Best blah, blah, blah. Broken Arrow. Jeez. Then they gave out all the awards. First place, Broken Arrow. And there was a lot of people in the crowd who, unless you were from Broken Arrow, they hated this idea. And I told Jennifer, I was like, yeah. And this is why at Blood Bowl tournaments, we don't go, Steve, you won the tournament. Here's your trophy. Mm-hmm. Steve, you got the most, you got the most touchdowns. Here's your trophy. Steve, looks like you actually got best defense. Here's your trophy.
Yeah.
Because it's a little boring, and it is, it's fun to spend wealth. It's just fun to go back with something. And
yeah,
while that band maybe deserves all those things, I mean, like, they got the same awards 6 hours later when they were in finals.
So for those wondering why they're so good, Moore, Oklahoma, has 1/5 the population of Broken Arrow and 3 high schools, almost 4, I think, because they're starting to do a 4th one maybe. But Broken Arrow has 1.
Yeah, they're like a university. And from what my daughter was telling me, and I don't know if this is true, so this comes from an 18-year-old. She said that you can't even make the main band team unless you're a junior or senior. So, like, sophomores don't make it at all. And that's how they keep their numbers down and stuff. And yet, they had a tremendous amount of people on there. I mean, they were good.
Yeah, of course.
And I do not know what to look for. Point blank, I don't know what to look for. I just know when I watch these things, I go, oh, I like that a lot, or mm-hmm. I didn't like this a lot. And they would not have been in my top 5 bands of the performances I saw only on that one day, Saturday. But clearly everywhere that we go, that they're well known. And maybe some of that is like, this team's supposed to be good, so everybody just assumes that they're really good, even though maybe they're I don't think they're a bad band. I just, like I said, I didn't care for their routine or anything. So,
yeah.
And that music is also art, right? So, like, sometimes some people like fast songs, some people like slow songs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, anyways.
Of course.
But, anyways, I got to bring Blood Bowl into the weekend when I was like, and see, this is why we do the trickle down awards, because it makes everybody happy.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Oh, it was cool, too. Since I was the first one to register and get my roster in, I got a cool set of block dice, a full dice set, I guess, from, I forget what they're called. Let me look.
Well, Steve goes, looks for his dice. We're going to.
So they're apparently a Spanish company called The Top Dice. I've never heard of them, but they have like a skull making the rock hands, throwing up signs. But it's a full dice set, and they look pretty cool. I used those block dice. So the first time I used block dice that weren't my black NAF ones in, I don't know how long. And they worked, so that was cool. So what I'm saying is, cool. Get your rosters in early and pay early, and you might get rewarded for it. Hint, hint.
Yeah. You get cool stuff like Steve. Hint, hint.
You don't get me. Well, maybe.
I mean, yes. Maybe. I mean, for the right gentleman caller, you might be experimental.
I mean, for enough money, anything's possible.
And the way the price of food is happening here in America, I might be down for it too. I've already told Steve I want us to do different content and go on OnlyFans only, because I just want to tell everybody I have an OnlyFans account, because I know the first thing they think of, even if we charge like $1 a year, is that they would be like, oh my God, Scott's showing his butthole to everybody. And it's like, no, I do a podcast. It's OnlyFans.
And of course, that being said, for the right price, you'll flash to that chocolate starfish.
I'm not saying no. Right. I'm just saying, I mean, government shutdown. Luckily, I'm still working. Yeah. So for now.
I went back in the old days. I had a job at Red Lobster for like 3 days. And Because I told him I could only do this, you know, certain times because I'm still looking for a regular full-time job. And they were like, yeah, that's fine. And then immediately they ignored that and started scheduling me during the day. And I'm like, no, I can't do it during the day. I told you that. I'm like, eh, whatever. Do it or don't do it. I don't care. But the first day I'm online and there's a guy who, he's gay, doesn't bother me in the slightest, but I guess he liked to give new people a hard time. And this is Oklahoma, or was Oklahoma, after all. So he was either being flirty or said something. And I was like, look, I forgot what I said. I had it just until I was telling the story. I said, I'm not cheap, but I said, I'm not easy, but I am cheap. And he liked that. After that, I was his best friend. So.
For 3 days.
Two and a half days. Because
for 2.5 days.
Yeah.
You didn't make it. Your career at Red Lobster's not very long.
Dude, they told me just, I should have known, but they immediately hired me. They did the interview and they're like, can you come tonight? I'm like, yeah, I guess so. So I came back that night, started. And all they did to clean the floors was just spray it down. And it's not like I had non-slip shoes because I don't work in the restaurant industry. So I was slipping and sliding and almost killing myself. So I was like, yeah, okay, fine. I'll stick it out. And then once I get my first paycheck, I'll buy some non-stick shoes or whatever. But no, immediately I was on the schedule for the next day during the day. And I'm like, I can't do that. Well, just do it tomorrow. It'll be no big deal. And they scheduled
me. Didn't they know just to give you Cheddar Bay biscuits and you would have stayed?
Dude, could not touch them. Like, lock and key. If you touched them, you were gone. But yeah, they could have just paid me in Cheddar Bay biscuits and I would have worked there no matter what.
Well, that's the only reason you left. You thought you were going to get free biscuits as you worked.
No, I thought I was going to get a job that actually cared and didn't try to kill me. But I was like, no, I'll just find something else that isn't going to break my neck and better hours. Here you are,
30 years later, and you still don't have a job that cares about you.
It's better. I think they care somewhat.
My constant line now at work is, I'm just here to build the Death Star. You know that, you know, like in Clerks where they're talking about the contractors who were innocent because they were building the Death Star, the second Death Star when it got blown up. That's what I say. And even the Friday before my week of vacation, we were getting held up because I guess so many people called in and they were going to try to keep people around. And the big boss, as the bosses tear up in the pyramid, he goes, where's the sign out form? And I was just like, I don't know, dude. I just build the Death Star. And he just gave me this puzzled like look, like a cat, you know, like you're talking to a cat. And like he didn't understand the reference, but everybody else was like laughing about it. So I'm really close to trying to get some, like, I found a stormtrooper name generator. And the couple people I hang out with at work, I'm really thinking about getting us like stormtrooper shirts or something that just name says, badges. I just build the Death Star. And have a stormtrooper name on them. So,
not a bad idea.
Yeah, because I can't do anything else. I'm just trying to build the Death Star, man.
Yeah, like I tell my boss, I'm just here for the money. I don't care. I'll tell him something. I'm like, I don't think we should do that, or I don't want to do that. And he's like, yeah, but I do. And I'm like, okay, I don't care. you sign the paycheck, I'll do whatever.
I had a job interview last week on one of my days off. Ooh. And he goes, so where do you see yourself? At? You know? And I was like, I'm going to be honest. I have two kids, single dad. I was like, cause I always play the single dad part. Cause if you tell them you have a longstanding girlfriend, they think that you're living together and we're not.
Yeah.
So I just play the single dad card. I'm like, dude, I want to go where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I want to do my job well. I want to be challenged and I want to make the most money as I can. And I feel like this job would do all those things.
A good thing to throw in is stability.
Well,
I'm looking
for
a place that's stable so I can see myself staying at this position for the next 5 years.
Oh, I flat out said I really don't like changing jobs. So stability is really good for me. And, you know,
yeah,
if I care about your job, I want you to care about me, you know, type deal. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. It's actually just doing a different position in the same building I currently work in.
Well, so. if it's better, it's better. That's all that matters.
Right. We'll see. We'll see. It was for a night shift, and I'm not really sold on doing nights right now in my life. So maybe in 3 years.
Yeah.
But not really now. So we'll see what happens. With that, let's do some shout outs, and I'm going to try to do this, even though like my voice, I'm feeling like con crud-ish. Ready? Shout out. Okay. Sorry, I blow you out.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
That's what you get. If you thought this episode was kind of crappy, sure, but we needed to get one in and Steve needed to talk about his event and I wanted to update everybody with life. And we are going to start recording probably here in 4 days for the either next giant episode or the next three episodes.
Yeah.
We got several stuff to cover. I think that's all we're going to say, right? Mm-hmm. And just tune in. Next episode should drop. I don't know what's the date we're thinking.
I mean, we can't say for sure, but next month is always a good way of saying it.
First of the month, something like that. First weekend of the month.
Who knows?
In that area. So just be ready for that. You'll want to tune in. And if you don't have anything else, Steve, I don't really either. It was nice catching up with you, though.
Yeah, always. I don't really have anything. So if you made it this far, let us know how the sound is on this, because everything seems to come through fine on my end. It looks fine on the system. I listen on my end. It sounds fine. I listen on my podcast apps just to make sure that there's no issue. Once it uploads, sounds fine. But some people are saying that it's low volume, and I've not experienced that, but more than one person has said it. So if you're experiencing that, let me know. And what
we got on here like 20 minutes before we started recording just to test out the stuff. And
yeah,
we just want to get the sound where it needs to be. So
yeah. So if you are experiencing an issue, let me know. Tell me what listener you're listening through. You can shoot us an email, bothdownpodcast@gmail.com. You can go on Facebook. Those are probably the best ways.
I agree.
But yeah, that's all I got.
Real quick, did you say they leaked?
They leaked.
GW put out like a new Griff and a new dwarf guy.
Grim Ironjaw. Not new, but so, came back.
Not that I thought they were going away, but
no. There was cool changes. So very cool.
Was there changes on them?
Yeah, the gold value changed, the special skill changed.
Oh, I saw Griff went up in price.
He can now pass. And there's a skill hatred, and they have modifier or I guess categories now, like dwarf, special, human, blitzer.
I didn't pay as much attention to that as you, so I need to pay attention.
Yeah.
Who can pass now? Griff? He always can pass.
Did he?
I thought
he had a dash. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go back and look at them. I just briefly saw them. I didn't study them.
Right.
I thought it was cool that we're starting to get teasers. So
we are definitely starting to get teasers. Previews are always fun.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap this up.
Okay. See you guys next time.
You can follow Both Down on Twitter at Both Down. You can follow Scott at Fat Finley, FatFinley, and Steve at Kilowog2814. If you want to know if your team name is Both Down approved, send a tweet to @BDApproved. If you'd like to email them, the email address is bothdownpodcasts@gmail.com. Or for more information, you can visit them at bothdown.com or at facebook.com/bothdown.
Who knows? Could be. Who knows?
nothing due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make him cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me. Something's coming, something good, if I can wait. Something's coming, I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock, open the latch. Something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Then come on in, don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, maybe tonight. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight.